other yak babies. Sex, presidents, and sometimes books.
Welcome to Yak Babies, the only podcast on the internet sponsored by Paco Quintero, Hands of Steel. My name is Aaron Black. I'm here with my personal pals, Dave.
It's Querak.
Querak. Sorry. Oh, God. Can't believe I forgot that. I'm so embarrassing. Paco Querak. And Brick.
Hi.
Okay, great.
I was waiting for eye contact.
We don't look at each other as podcasts. Stare straight ahead. This is a comics club, comic story club, about a graphic novel by Noah Van Sciver called One Dirty Tree. One Dirty Tree came out last year, I believe. This was published by Uncivilized Books 2018, so 2 years ago. It was nominated for an Eisner Award, and I don't think it won. Maybe it did. I can't remember if it won or not. I believe it was nominated, though. Noah Van Sciver is a well-known figure in the indie comics world, and this is a memoir of his childhood, kind of a pseudo-memoir, I guess. It kind of cuts back and forth in time. We got this from the publisher, I think, right, Dave?
Yes. Why do you call it a pseudo-memoir?
I guess as it goes back and forth in time, it's sort of like it's memoir, but it's also, it's not entirely set in the past, right? So it's sort of like the present story of breaking up with this girlfriend is as important as the stuff in the past, maybe?
I thought that was in the past, too, and everything is like in those.
Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
What is he known for, mostly? What's he most known
for? That book he talks about in this graphic novel that the book he gets at the end, Fanti Bukowski, is his big claim to fame, I would say. But there's like small stuff like small graphic novels like that.
And he has a brother or two in the industry?
Yeah, his brother Ethan Van Sciver, who's in this book, is a mainstream comics artist and a real scumbag.
Yeah,
he's a right-wing asshole. He's anti-gay, anti-trans, all that kind of stuff. And he was one of the people who inspired or started the Comicsgate movement. And he does things like has raffles for guns at comic shows, and he's like a real creep. So learning that the Van Sciver family is Mormon, I was like, oh, okay, there is like this like weird crossover of like Mormons getting really like alt-righty, right? Like Orson Scott Card and that kind of thing.
But Noah's not like that?
No, I don't think so. Everything I know about him seems like he's like a really nice guy. For a long time, I wondered if there was a relationship between the two of them. I didn't know they were brothers. I just was like, oh, it's kind of funny that they're so different. They have the same last name. And I was like, oh, they are brothers. That's bananas to me. Ethan Van Sciver has been a mainstream artist for a long time, and I had knew his work for before I knew Noah Van Sciver. When I learned about him, I was like, oh, wow, it just seems like a totally different thing. And by that time, I had learned about how Ethan was kind of an idiot or whatever, a creep.
Right.
It just seemed like a total impossibility that would be related to each other. And then all of a sudden they are. Because their styles of art are different too. Like Noah Van Sciver is that kind of like independent, quirky or lived in kind of writing art style rather. Whereas Ethan Van Sciver is like traditional mainstream comics like bombast and guns and pouches and boobs, that kind of thing.
Pouches
like superhero costumes with like lots of pouches, that kind of shit.
Oh,
like
dick pouches.
Yeah, oh, there's dick pouches in there for sure. Never liked his work. So we got this from the publisher for as evaluation copies. We actually got two and started passing them around. It was a short read, so who's we?
You guys did?
I think Dave got it, right? And then passed it on to me, and then there was a mix-up in the mailing, so we got two copies. So I gave you the second one, and we both read it, both liked it, or at least were interested in it, and then passed off to Brooke over here, and he read it too. So because it's a celebration, we have read the same thing, we can discuss it. We're going to do that right now. I enjoyed this. I mean, it's a specific kind of story, I think. It's quiet. It's not very structured, maybe, or at least not in sort of a plot way, but I really enjoyed the sort of nostalgia and the questioning nostalgia of it. Sort of like he's looking back, but it's not like a dipping in, like throwing himself into the past. It's a bit more critical and a bit more sort of hands-off-y kind of for the past. Dave, your reaction seemed a bit more... You're a bit more maybe sort of meh with this one.
More what?
Meh, or more kind of like...
Oh,
not as...
Well, I don't know. I enjoyed it. I've read it, I guess, two or three times now. Yeah. And this past reading, which I did again yesterday and this morning, I still enjoy it. It leaves me wanting every time I read through it, but I guess I can't put my finger on why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's story related.
It's short.
Huh, yeah.
Part of it feels like we only get glimpses. So many details,
yeah.
And there could be more for sure. I could see this going on for twice its length and not being a problem at all.
Right.
Brick, what about you?
Yeah, I liked it. It didn't go either way for me. I thought it was pretty good, but it wasn't. It's not something I'm going to go around and be like, oh, I need to get people to read this.
Right.
Yeah.
I liked the structure of it, kind of bouncing around and sort of presented in a way that you can tell it flows for him. And
yeah.
It doesn't really matter if it flows for anyone else because it's so personal that way. So I think that was done well. And the sort of like notebook and school marker style also works pretty good, and it's pretty sad.
It's very sad,
not in a wallowing kind of way, I don't think, which is nice.
It's
sad with perspective.
Yeah,
sure. I appreciate in particular the many or the several at least moments where it's in the nearer past with his girlfriend and he kind of feels like a monster, and so in the panels he turns himself into a monster. Ooh,
yeah, that breakup scene when they're sort of talking, and then at the very end he's the monster form still crying, and she feels... Yeah, I did too. Break the kind of memoir or memory structure of this when it feels it's just like little vignettes, but they kind of add up to a larger picture eventually. But it does have that feeling of being a bit lost in your thoughts and thinking about certain things one minute and other things the next, and kind of going back and forth like that, being distracted by your present sort of situation and then sort of going back to the past to escape that, and back and forth. It made sense to me. It is in some ways a harrowing story, like the condition of their house and just the ways that his dad was such a weirdo. Like, really, it's sad and it's very upsetting.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think my issue was I wanted more, I guess. It just felt right. I really liked it. I really enjoyed reading it. When I first sat down to read it, I think halfway through, and I was like, I should stop because I want to savor this more. I want to kind of slow down on this one so I don't just overread it. So I'd be happy with a ton more of this. So I agree, like the art style too. There's also those pages where he's drawing someone in the comic and then it switches to a sort of full page drawing of that, and the drawing style is so different. It's like a lot more polished. Yeah. It's really interesting. I like how there's that kind of variation.
For dinosaurs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like he can kind of turn on a kind of more detailed or polished, you know, quote unquote polished approach. But the kind of recollection stuff is a bit more cartoony, a bit more sort of simple in that regard. Would you read more of this? Would you read more Nova and Skyver stuff in the future, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose. It would depend on content, I guess. But yeah.
I'd want to read more. There's like 9 people on the cover of the book.
Yeah.
But most of them aren't really explored.
Right. Yeah. You mostly get the parents and then the older brother and a little bit of the younger siblings here and there. But
it'd be nice if we saw more of that tree.
Yeah.
So I'd read more of that. I'd be interested in what the other siblings' situation is.
Would you pick up other Nova and Skyver books?
Sure.
Yeah.
Unless he writes like his brother, and then probably not. So.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't.
I mean, nothing in here made me like feel like I need to run out and read more.
Right.
Yeah.
But I liked it. So if someone handed it to me, I would definitely be like, oh, yeah, I know this guy. Let's read it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cozy in that regard. I even though it's sad, it just feels like an inviting book to read. It sort of feels like it wants you to read it, which is nice. We don't have to work too hard to read this book. It's very easy. The structures are pretty easy in terms of panels. It kind of goes on a grid. That's about it. But in doing so, it really lets you focus on the characters and the situations and the feelings of those things. It's not too... This isn't like art comics. This is like, you know, story comics, which I like. Art comics I tend to get bored by. Great. Excellent. I feel like that we've done a decent number on Nova and Skyver here. Let us know on Twitter.
Have you read other of his work?
Only like little short stories here and there. Like little things in anthologies. I think he's been excerpted in Best American Comics a couple times. I've read those, but never a full... This is my first full Vince Skyver outing.
What is Fonte Bukowski?
I don't know. Oh, I have no idea. Yeah. I just know it by reputation. And... When you sent this along the email from the publisher, I was like, oh, yeah, I get that, because I knew the name and I was like, I've been curious but never have picked it up.
Yeah.
So if they'll do it for me, then I'll be happy to do that. Yeah, let us know on Twitter your thoughts on indie comics, Nova and Skyver, anything you want to say about that. We're on Twitter at YakBabies and email us at YakBabiesPodcast@gmail.com. A rate and review is somewhere on the internet, whatever you can find, Apple Podcast app or whatever else you use where there's rating systems, use those. Why not? And then go to Patreon.com/YakBabies for $1 a month. Get access to all of our bonus material. There's games and lots of fun going on there. The Proto Bros, Power Hours, a lot of just... anarchy is happening on the Patreon. So go check that out and hear the things you shouldn't be listening to, but that we're letting you listen to if you pay us. Until then, Yak Babies, yakking off.
The Yak Babies wish to thank all the personal pals who listen each week, and most especially to send extra thanks to all who have supported on Patreon past and present, including Michael, Bonnie, Sebastian, and William Howard Taft.